listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's truly local radio, broadcasting directly from the world's longest freshwater beach.
The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio.
This is Victor Miller of Beach Business Speaks, where I am vocal for local business. Tune in every Wednesday at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m., then at your leisure on podcast to get in the know of what Wasaga Beach has to offer. This is not your average talk show, and that I still apologize. Only on Beach Booster Radio, your truly local radio. This is Victor Miller. Joining me today is Robert Main, who's the general manager of Beach1.com. Welcome, Rob.
Hello.
And Aaron Armstrong, the owner of Beach1.com.
How you doing, Vic?
Very well. Guys, you are two very busy, busy men. You have an awful lot on the go. And Aaron, your sister is Nadine with Signature Soul Team.
Yep.
Signature 21, right?
Yes. No, it's actually Royal LePage.
It's Royal LePage. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, Nadine. Forgive me. Yes, Royal LePage. That's right, Aaron. Royal LePage.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, guys. Welcome aboard. You guys offer nothing but premier rental vacation spots. That's what you've got going here. People have to understand these are not cabins. Mm-hmm. These are far from cabins. And you've got six incredible properties, either beachfront or riverfront, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, correct.
You've got options for everybody here. First off, I'm going to give you the phone number. You can reach these guys at beach1.com. You can go online and check out everything. Their phone number is 1-888-242-4288. Again, 1-888-242-4288. And again, that's beach1.com. Google it. What's the best time for them to call you, like hours-wise?
24-7.
24-7,
yeah. Really? We answer the phone pretty much any time of the night.
So. And they can email you, too?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, get the details.
Facebook, pretty much every social media platform that you can think of. You can reach us anywhere. So
okay,
very easy to get a hold of.
Apparently. Apparently. You don't have a life, do you?
No, not much.
Apparently not, no. Okay, guys, when do you start renting for season to season? What month?
Well, we're open all year. So okay. A lot of our spots, they run continuously right through the summer, all through the winter, fall, spring. We cater to a lot of the skiers and stuff in the off season.
Oh, okay.
And, snowmobilers, people like that. But we also have a very big part of our business is the leads from insurance companies and stuff through the off season. If there's people that may have a flood or a fire, they may be in between closing dates on their house.
Right.
They need something for a few weeks to tie them over.
Or they're renovating.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We have a lot of clients come from there.
So. And you've got an awful lot of options for them to choose from here.
Yeah, we have six different properties. Each property has multiple townhouses or cottages or suites or villas on each one. So in total, I think we can, hold up to about 108 people spread across all of our properties. A lot of different options. Like you said, beachfront, riverfront. We do have ones that are not waterfront as well. So we have a lot to offer for sure.
Okay. We're going to go down through each one here, guys, because people have to hear all this. You also cater to the grad parties.
Yeah.
You're open to that.
Absolutely. There's a little bit of a stigma when it comes to young people.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a few news clips over the past couple of years that have been put out about, people trashing properties and stuff like that. Yeah. We generally don't run into that at all. The way I run my company, I believe in a lot of respect when it comes to the younger people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little bit of a younger guy, so I can relate to them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the way I just feel that the nicer you keep the property and the nicer you treat those people, then you're going to get that respect back.
Right.
So
you reap what you sow.
Exactly. Yeah. I am totally open to anyone over 18. I look at it as investing in my future. I've had 18, 19-year-olds that booked with us in 2009 that now have families and they're coming up, and it's beautiful to see.
You got a lot of repeat customers.
Absolutely, yeah.
And then, of course, word of mouth then, too.
Yeah, right? Big time. Yeah, for sure.
That was the general manager speaking. Okay, first off, folks, you've got a beautiful place right on the beach, and that place is called what? That's the beach house.
The beach houses,
right?
Yeah.
Beach houses.
Yeah.
And that's at beach number four.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm looking to not party, like I don't want the party zone, that's ideal, isn't it?
It is near the provincial park down there, Beach Area 5. So it's at the far end of Beach 4, and it's more family geared. If you're looking for more of that party scene, Beach 1 is it. So,
yep.
But still, we have guests that will actually go and walk from the beach houses,
yep,
right up to Beach 1,
yep,
and go up there for the night and come back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at least they can come back and they don't have that party going on around them all night.
All night, exactly, yeah.
And that's a beautiful option here. These are beautiful places. With all the balconies, they're beautiful.
Yeah, three stories.
Three stories.
So you can see clearly right to Blue Mountain.
Wow. Okay, folks, that's at Beach 4. It's the beach houses at Beach 4. It's number 15 on 30th Street. You can Google this at beach1.com to check this out. Absolutely spectacular property. Absolutely spectacular. You've also got the one at Riverfront Villa at Beach 1. That's a little more of a party zone central, right?
Beach 1, the area, is generally known to be a little more loud,
yeah,
than 30th Street.
And this is on the river?
Yeah, so this property specifically, it's our villa. It's a wonderful property for, you know, for anyone, really. I mean, families love it. We've had celebrities stay with us, all kinds of corporate events. A lot of the organizers of the events that come up here, such as Reebok and the guys from 5K Foam Fest, I mean, the list goes on. They usually try to nab this property as quickly as they can.
Well, I can see why.
Yeah, it's...
These are beautiful plush gardens on the river.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a huge backyard with a fire pit and everything back there. It's very secluded, private, and it comes with... the villa is very unique because it has three separate sections to it, so we're able to cater to different size groups on the same property, as well book it out to larger functions. And we've... Any of our weddings that we've done are at this property.
Well, because of the gardens.
Absolutely.
And you can see why they want to take pictures there.
It gets dressed up very nice. We have a wedding section on our website, and you can see pictures. It was absolutely beautiful. We've had multiple weddings there before, so it's definitely their favorite spot for that type of event.
And that place sleeps how many?
That can sleep up to 25 people.
25?
Yeah. It's a very big place.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, of course... You know, what happens when you get larger events or a lot of bigger corporate bookings, because we have three properties all along the same street, they'll sometimes use that as a headquarters, and they'll book up the other properties on that street as well. So,
right.
You know, we can get up to 75, 76 people on that
so street. Somebody could stay there, and then we got another group of friends. They could stay at another one or two of the other places on the same street and go back and forth.
Yeah, they're very close together. So.
And you have no problem with that, going back
not
and forth from this property to that property?
Not at all.
Even though I'm not renting in that particular property?
Yeah, not at all. I mean,
but they're my friends.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
I mean, we do a lot of control to make sure that, you know, it doesn't end up being a huge gathering at one certain property. So when people check in, you know, they know that. They're allowed guests. We don't... You know, have no trespassing rules and stuff like that, because we get the social aspect of Wasega Beach.
Yeah.
And one of the best things is having a few of your friends come over, sit by the fire with you
and
guys.
And they're on vacation.
Exactly.
They don't want to be governed.
No, exactly. I mean, we do our best, you know, to make sure that it doesn't end up in a bad spot. And people, they really enjoy that aspect of it. They don't want to be paying extra person fees to be able to step on the property and all this kind of thing. When you go downtown Toronto and spend the night at a hotel and you bring three or four of your friends, you don't expect the security to stand there and say, hey, are you supposed to be here, you know, all that kind of thing. So definitely the social aspect,
you're treated like an adult.
Absolutely.
But
also,
and respect.
Also to that too is that then you get the whole referral business coming in. So you've got friends of people that are booking with us, and they're staying somewhere else. They come over and they're like, "Oh my gosh, these are awesome properties.
Yeah, wish we were staying here.
Do you have any extra? Yeah. Can we get in this weekend?" And we've had that happen time and time again.
Oh, I can understand. People have to go on your website, beach1.com, and see these facilities. People, they are really premier rental vacation facilities. Okay, that's all I can tell you. Now we got another one here. It's the Riverfront Cottage? Yeah, the Riverfront Cottage at Beach One. It's also on 28 River Avenue Crescent.
Yeah.
That sleeps how many?
So that property can also sleep up to 25.
Oh, wow.
That was actually the first property that we got. So a little bit of a story is my sister, she convinced me to move to Wasaga Beach mm-hmm. when I was in Windsor. I was working for BlackBerry, and all my family lived up here, and she bought this property, and she tried to rent it out on her own, and at the time being pregnant with my nephew, and also her real estate, which was, you know, booming as well, she needed help. So she convinced me somehow to leave my job at BlackBerry, come up here, and I basically, you know, started a business around this property and then expanded into all the properties that we have now. So this was sort of our flagship location in a way, the very first one that we owned. So
excellent. You're doing such a great job.
Thank you.
And these really are posh places, okay? They really are. And it's a credit to you, okay? And I do mean that. You've also got the one at Beach 3, which is Plover's Cove. It's at 23 Dunkerin Avenue. That's where the dog beach is, people. So you're very pet friendly, aren't you?
Absolutely. Most times pets cause less mess than people.
Isn't that the truth? Let's go look at the dog park.
Exactly. No, you know, they're... Our cleaners do an amazing job. We've never had issues with any kind of allergens or anything of the sort. You know, people's pets are just as much part of the family as, you know, their daughter sometimes, maybe even more, you know. So we welcome pets at our places and, you know, open arms, basically. There's a lot of places around the beach that have, you know, carpeting and stuff like that, which may turn them away from wanting pets, and they're worried about the messes and stuff like that. But we never have issues. So,
if you're renting a house, we're not talking vacation.
Yeah.
If you're renting out a house, by law, you cannot speculate that no pets are allowed.
Exactly,
it's against the law.
Yeah, 100%.
People have to realize that.
Yeah, and I mean, There's different laws, too, because, you know, there's the Residential Tenancies Act.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you have the Innkeepers Act.
Yep.
And, you know, they vary in so many ways. But I'm extremely confident in my cleaning staff. They do an absolute amazing job.
Mm-hmm.
We pay them double than Blue Mountain for a reason. Because
you want the quality. The standards.
Yeah, there's a quality level there that you're not going to get anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of places around the beach might say that, but our reputation speaks for itself.
Yeah.
I mean, the best thing to do if you're looking for a place anywhere on the beach or anywhere in the world is just type in the name of the place and then type reviews after and just look at what people say.
It's right there in black and white these days.
Google's a wonderful thing. You can, you know, check reviews all over the place. So I encourage anyone that is renting anywhere to do a little research.
Absolutely. And the research they can do for you is just go to beachone.com. Everything's there, folks. And I mean everything. You'll understand exactly which place we're talking about as we mention it. You'll see it. It's really, really premier rental vacation spots. Okay, people? We're going to take a break and we'll be right back with Robert and Aaron.
Is your new or existing business looking for recognition in Wasaga Beach? Beach Booster Group is your one-stop shop for all things local, all things promotional. Beach Booster will succeed in creating a complete local promotional package that can include high-profile outdoor, print, and radio promotion of your business and services. Beach Booster's community events offer additional opportunity for visible participation of your company in the Wasaga Beach area. Beach Booster Promotions also specializes in all types of promotional products and apparel to help you create your local and professional profile. Contact us at info@beachbooster.com or call 705-241-9762. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
We're back. Okay, with me still is Robert Main, the general manager of Beach1.com, and the owner, Aaron Armstrong. Here we go, guys. Let's talk about 58 River Road East at Beach One. It's riverfront.
Yes.
And it's a little smaller, right?
Yeah, it's a little smaller than our other properties. This one we just took on this year. We actually did some work to it last year where we came in, the owner asked us for some help in renting, and we wanted to turn it into a quality rental.
Right. Because people need to know, you've reached out to other property owners.
Absolutely. We're growing. And, you know, at the rate that we're growing, it's hard to just buy up property. You know, I'm still a younger guy. Don't have all the money in the world. Mm-hmm. But I also, you know, I work with people that either have property in Wasaga Beach that is commercially zoned for rentals, mm-hmm. that may be getting a little older. They don't know how to use the internet that well. And they find themselves maybe just falling behind. We come in and we can help you. If you have property that is vacant, that is sitting there, you know, we can help you with that. We can turn it into a viable business. We can manage that property.
So this is an extra service you're now offering.
Absolutely, yeah. Right. And I mean, there's a lot of people that do want to invest in property in Wasaga Beach, mm-hmm. vacation rental properties, etc. They may live in Toronto. They may, Dominican.
But they don't west, know. They don't know how to go about what you're doing.
Right. They may not live here and have to. They can't deal with the day to day that it takes to operate a business.
So you've taken on like property management.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we have all the infrastructure already in place, mm-hmm. right from advertising to management, security, the cleanings, like every aspect of it. Yeah. Right. So it's very easy to just get the keys and start.
Right.
Like, I mean, our phone's already ringing. You know what I mean? So if you're thinking of coming up here and getting a property and starting a website and starting to do the advertising, it's not as easy as just saying, oh, well, I'll just throw it on Airbnb and Kijiji and, you know, that's going to just start getting the phone ring. Well, it will, but it's going to take you time to get to where we are.
And who's going to maintain it?
Right, exactly.
Exactly. And this is a 24-hour-a-day job.
Yeah.
And, I mean, like, Aaron, when he first started, I remember him telling me stories about him sitting on his the table at the laundromat doing the laundry for the places with his laptop, building the website and getting the leads to come in and stuff like this, you know, and not having a car and having to walk from his house over to the, you know, cottages to mm-hmm. change the beds and do all the cleaning. So, I mean, he did everything from the ground up. And now we've grown to a point where, you know, we're starting to manage those other services, mm-hmm. right? And it's really transformative. We're getting so busy that, you know, we have the ability to grow, and it's going to be very easy for us to start taking on new properties at this stage.
Okay. Now, one question. Do you have a certain limit of how long I could rent in the summertime? Like, if I go, say I want a month.
Yeah.
Now, let's face it, going for a month, it's going to be fairly expensive for a vacation, no matter where you go.
Right.
But would you do like a group rate? Would you do a discount rate because I'm taking it longer?
Absolutely. We give all of our returning guests. So once you stay a weekend or a week, even a night.
Right.
Once you come back and stay with us, you get a returning guest discount.
Oh.
Not only that, I have people that have stayed with me, 7 years ago? And I don't up your price. So if we ever raise our rates in the future to kind of compete with, you know, the market.
It doesn't go with the cost of living change at all.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's, I used to rent out for almost half the price that I am now, right?
Right.
And I have people staying with me that have been loyal to me, and they're paying half of the price, and they take 2 weeks during the summer, right? So I don't increase their price. Once you stay with me, there's almost like a loyalty program there, mm-hmm. where I want to keep you. And,
but it's beyond that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking specific. I don't know about mentioning names on the radio, but I'm thinking about Cottage 3. And when we know these guests are coming, they book 2 weeks, mm-hmm. and it's every year for I don't know how many years now. So,
right.
you know, it's like, oh, comes the checklist. Okay, so that table has to be here. That has got to be this lamp. And, and so it's just we set it up exactly the same way it was 10 years ago or whatever it was when they first started coming. And so it's so that, you know, it's their place, it's their vacation.
They've gone back in time again.
Exactly. So we've made lots of changes, but they want it the same way they've always had it.
That's why they want to come back, because they loved it.
Right. But these are just like some of the extras that we do, not only for them, but we also do similar things for our guests as well, just, you know, so that we're going that extra mile to keep them happy, right? Because that's what they're here for. They want to have
over the years. You build a lot of relationships with people, and especially You know, when I talk to people right from the first email, there's a 50-thread email about questions that they have about everything. Mm-hmm. Then you get on the phone and you do the booking process. Yep. And then you follow up with them before they check in and they arrive. And then they arrive and they see your face, you know, and they give you a big hug and all this kind of stuff. Like, you build those.
Because they're in so huggable.
Yeah, exactly. I'm nice and squishy. But people really appreciate that when we remember, you know, certain things that they may have moved, like Robert said, things around a little bit, and then they show up and things are exactly how they were when they left the last time. It keeps people coming back.
Well, that just brought me to mind about the riverfront villa where you had the weddings and stuff, right?
Yeah.
And the beautiful gardens.
Yeah.
I can imagine people getting married there. Their pictures are from the gardens,
yep,
which are really plush. And it's riverside, patios. I could see them wanting to come back for their first anniversary.
Absolutely.
And they got married there. Let's go there for our anniversary.
Yeah. Yep. And what's crazy is about that property specifically, you're paying for the accommodation, mm-hmm, but you're also able to do your entire wedding, your reception. You know, you're saving the costs of a hall and all these things.
Yeah, it's a venue.
Oh, so they can do the reception there and everything?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we've had that property dolled out, and on beach1.com, we have a wedding section right on the front page, mm-hmm, and you can see the beautiful pictures that property, it turns into, like, it's magical. So you're able to save so much money just by having your wedding there, and it's all open. It's beautiful. We can fit, you know, a lot of people on the property, and we get the right people in, whether or not they want to work with their own wedding planners, mm-hmm, or they want recommendations on catering or our own wedding planners that we've used in the past. We're able to facilitate any type of event there.
So you've got all the connections.
Absolutely, yeah.
You've really done all your homework, haven't you?
Well, this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, we're just
getting started.
I mean, there's so much more that we do.
Are you going to buy the Dard?
Yeah.
That would be fantastic.
There's some people in town here that would love you to buy the Dard, trust me.
Have to keep the dance floor, though.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
So if I wanted to have a wedding on the beach, mm-hmm, would you facilitate that to get that organized?
Yeah, usually what we recommend, because they have to go to the city and the parks to just get the clearance from them first.
Right.
Because we've had people do the wedding on the beach and then come back and have the reception at either at the villa or the beach houses. The beach houses are perfect for that, because we've had weddings on the beachfront, and then everyone just comes right back to where the beach houses are there.
At Beach 4, yeah.
Right at Beach 4.
Which are beautiful.
And everything is right there for them. So, and we've done all sorts of stuff. We've catered in, what was the last, like we did
that
last
was,
year?
That
we,
was the engagement party.
Yeah, right? we had, like, we sometimes during the summer we do fun things for our guests. We get, like, steel drum players in, mm-hmm, you know, and they'll just come in for a couple hours during the night and play some music and stuff, and
Well, you really go the extra mile.
A little bit, yeah.
You're making it a vacation.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
I'm coming from the city or from Calgary or Vancouver. Mm-hmm. This is the kind of vacation I want.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's all by the water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's all by the water.
You go down south anywhere to those, all-inclusive hotels, there's always little things going on.
Yeah.
And I want to bring a little bit of that to the
You're offering it
well.
Here in Wasaga.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And people don't realize that.
And you don't get eaten by sharks up here, right?
No.
Or stung by jellyfish.
Yeah.
Okay. You do an awful lot more than just the rentals. You put out this video. Can you talk about this video, why you did it?
Sure. So I guess the video, I don't know, I released a few different videos, but I'm assuming the one that you're talking about is the one where it kind of poked the Toronto Star.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that article that came out from the Toronto Star, it really
would have been read by millions.
Yeah, I mean, it was read by so many people.
Yeah.
And
so negative.
Yes, absolutely. I don't like bullying.
Yeah.
And it seemed like that article was almost bullying our town.
Yeah.
Right?
It was.
Very, very one-sided.
Right. Yeah, very one-sided.
But not just the article. It was how the radio station picked it up afterwards and ran with it, and made that article a topic of conversation where everyone could just kind of pile.
And Mike Stafford did the show.
Exactly.
The next day.
Yeah. So.
And it was all negative.
Right. I mean, you had 9 out of 10 people bashing the beach.
Yeah.
So now I'm on two sides of the fence here. I look at it, you know, it's unfair how it was approached, because it was basing it off an article that had some very untrue statements in it, mm-hmm. for one. But I also look at the other side of the coin and say, well,
it was done biased.
Yeah.
No question about it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, whether or not it can be proved, you know, that's another thing.
Yeah, of course.
But everyone has their opinions. All I know is that it struck me, and I needed a little bit of a way to kind of, you know, come back to mm-hmm. that. So it was honestly like I was sitting at my computer and I was going through some emails. I wasn't tired. It's probably about 2 a.m. And I'm like, you know, I'm just going to start. I was going through some video clips because we do a lot of drone footage in the area. And I have all this footage that I can use for different videos and stuff like that. And mm-hmm. I was just finding, you know, what could I do? What video could I do that's going to be kind of quick,
mm-hmm.
right? And then I just thought about the Toronto Star article and thought maybe if I put a little, you know, story in front about how the Toronto Star spread this article, that there was definitely some things that were untrue, and I even put links to the fact check right on it. The headline had two statements, and they were both untrue right from the start. So I just thought, you know, I'm going to poke them back a little bit and show people that Wasaga Beach is not all what they're trying to make it out to be.
It certainly
isn't. There's some absolutely stunningly beautiful aspects to this.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of, you know, there's a little group of people that like to focus on the negative and try to make things difficult for council, the mayor, you know, and plans going forward and stuff like that. And, you know, not having 99% of the town is positive and wants the best for it. I just wanted to poke the bear a little bit and showcase what the beach has. And yeah.
Well, that was limited though too. I mean, that was limited to the,
for sure.
the only shots that we had of what's up here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was actually limited to just the length of that little music clip.
Yep.
That I added to it. Like, there's so much more, and people were like, "Well, why didn't you show this and this and that and that and that?" I'm like, I could have made 10 of those videos,
mm-hmm.
you know, and put all the great things about Wasaga and just keep them rolling. But I mean, it was a late night, you know, 3 or 4 hour little project that I, you know, just thought, let's get it out there.
So well done. Where can people check out this video?
The best place is probably YouTube. It's on Facebook as well, but if you just
YouTube, how do they search it?
You can type in beach1.com in YouTube. It'll come up, I think, the first hit.
Okay. So you go YouTube, beach1.
Yeah, or if you're on YouTube, you can search Wasaga Beach Toronto Star.
Oh, okay.
And it'll come up as well.
It'll come up there too.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So yeah, I mean, that video was put out. I'm glad it's out there, but it also plays on a lot of what we also do. We're not just a vacation rental company.
Well, that went viral.
Yeah.
In 24 hours.
Yeah, at almost 15,000
views. You had 6,000.
Yeah, it was actually 15.
What's it at now?
It was 15,000 views in 24 hours. So, and that's between YouTube and Facebook. So
you even had some likes from Italy.
Oh yeah,
I couldn't believe it. Yeah. That was wonderful.
Yeah, getting around the world.
So you're gonna come from Italy and come to Wasaga Beach for a vacation?
Why not?
Stay at the riverfront villa.
Exactly.
Yeah.
To that point, one of the things that Aaron's been doing, well, both of us really, but the website when I first started with Aaron was vastly different than what it is now.
Mm-hmm.
And really, what he's doing now is he started looking at like, if I throw $1,000 at advertising my property, you still have to convince the people to come, even though you've got a great place to stay. So Aaron reverse engineered the marketing plan, went out and bought a drone, and started shooting the two of us. We shoot every event, local businesses we promote.
Mm-hmm.
We do that through the website. And so what happens is that it's not, when you go to the website, it's not just about the properties. It's what are you going to do while you're here? This is your vacation, right? And it works to better everybody, not just our rental places, everybody.
Okay, gentlemen, it's been a pleasure. I just want people to understand, you've got some amazing rentals.
Mm-hmm.
We are like a world-class destination.
Yeah.
And you have the world-class destination rentals in Wasaga Beach.
Yeah.
People need to know they're here.
Yeah, a lot of people associate Wasaga Beach with having a lot of rundown cabins.
Yeah. Well, because they want to address the negative.
Exactly.
And this is all positive, people. Yeah. This is really all positive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Robert Main, General Manager of beach1.com, thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having
us. Keep up the great job, okay?
Yeah, for sure.
And if not, Aaron Armstrong will fire you.
Well, I'm working on a partnership here one day.
You should.
He works too hard to fire. I think he's going to be with me for a long time.
And we talked about that raise, all right?
Yeah,
okay,
we did, yeah.
Okay. Okay, Robert and Aaron, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming in. This is Robert and Aaron from BeachOne.com. Check it out, folks. BeachOne.com. You got to see the facilities. The prices are all out there, too, for per night, per person, per how many people, per week, per month. It's all there, folks. And you've got a whole selection here of where you could want to stay for what you want to get out of that vacation. Give them a call at 1-888-242-4288. Again, 1-888-242-4288. BeachOne.com. Till next time, this is Victor Miller, Shop Local.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Hi, this is Brian Smith, Mayor of the Town of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
Listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's truly local radio, broadcasting directly from the world's longest freshwater beach.